Tripp Tracy, voice, the game analyst, leading man about town. I don't know. It was a very awkward introduction to my friend Tripp Tracy, who was enjoying a little R&R, hanging out with Frank, going to the dog park. And hopefully I see you tomorrow, but there's no obligation for Kane's Corner starring Rod Brindamore. How are you, Tripp?
I'm doing well, AG. I'm sure you want to talk about hockey and the Hurricanes. I did enjoy our back and forth after that gut-wrenching loss for my Detroit Lions on Sunday night. I did enjoy picking your brain about it. And so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Tough circumstance.
You're welcome. First of all, happy birthday to your mom.
Thank you.
That was,
thank
what, you. 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, it was Monday. I actually popped up to see her, and 88 years young, although she would deny that.
Spry. I've seen her on the Dig In with Tripp or some videos associated with it. Let me get to the Frederik Andersen imminent return, although imminent is obviously kind of in quotes here. The team announced today that Freddie would resume working out, get back on the ice very soon. From whatever you can gather as a former goaltender, everybody's different. How long do you think Freddie needs to get up to speed to be able to get back on the ice and play?
Boy, that's an impossible, really, that's
right.
An impossible question for me to answer, because this is such a unique situation, and every guy is individually different. What I can say is today's news is it's fantastic news, first and foremost, for Freddie's health. And then once you get beyond that, this is a major step for the Carolina Hurricanes and for Frederik Andersen. And beyond that, I don't know that you can put a timetable on it beyond assessing it every day. And this is when I think you first in earnest start talking about it. And when they come back and they practice for the first time on Sunday, I don't know if Freddie, even during the break, is going to be skating on his own, but that's going to be the first practice Sunday and Monday before you get back to game action on Tuesday. I think the biggest thing that I look at, AG, aside from this, I mean, delightful news,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I think makes all Hurricanes fans very, very happy for the health of Frederik Andersen, is now, for me as an analyst and a friend of Freddie's, aside from our professional relationship, is when they get back to work next week, they have just over a month before the trade deadline, which is March 8th this year.
Yep.
And when I look at the crystal ball, I mean, it's going to be a stretch of home games and then a several-game road trip, home games, another several-game road trip, quality opponents, a lot of hockey, and I think it will give Don Waddell, as the general manager, obviously the president too, but then Rod Brindamore, a gauge over a significant sample size as to, A, where Freddie's at, B, where Pyotr Kochetkov mm-hmm. is at, and then, of course, you have Antti Raanta and Spencer Martin. And it gives you, I think, a good period of time, which is a very advantageous thing, to think about what you might or might not have to do
right.
at the trade deadline. I mean, Andersen in particular, you want to get to a point where you can count on him to be healthy.
Right.
If you can get to that point, here's a guy that in his career has just under a .920 save percentage in the playoffs, including, had it not been for Sergei Bobrovsky, who knows, he might have taken him to the Stanley Cup last year.
Right.
So that's important to note, that his playoff performance over a significant period of data. I know there have been some disappointments in Toronto, and they lost to Bobrovsky and company last year. But Andersen's numbers, I mean, his save percentage is slightly higher in the playoffs than it is in the regular season. But the big question for him has always been and continues to be, and it should be, can you count on him? And I think you have a significant period of time. You'll have just over a month to be able to gauge that between when you start playing again and your return and the trade deadline. And Coach Etkoff and his performance certainly factors into that, in my mind, as an analyst, too.
All right, let me get to Coach Etkoff, because we're going to get probably a very good look right away as to what Coach Etkoff is. And I don't think we should make the determination, you know, after one game or two games or three games. But the body of work from the game at Ottawa to the injury against Anaheim, other than the game against the Islanders, was really exceptional from Kochetkov. I mean, say we're talking about a save percentage in the, I believe, in the 920s, if not even, you know, up to 930. So it was a very good long stretch of games for Kochetkov. Resembled the big stretch from Veterans Day last year until just before the holidays, where he was so good. If Kochetkov comes back and performs well, doesn't that answer enough of the questions that at the very least you might just need maybe somebody you can use reliably, but not necessarily, you know, use as your number one, right?
I do believe that, but I preface what I'm going to say by establishing the fact that in all of our conversations, Adam, even when there have been some young, you know, in the valley, trying to find its spots for Coach Etkoff, I've always been very bullish on him.
Right.
So I preface what I'm going to say by saying that. I'm from Detroit, and I remember my first year in the American League in the 96-97 season, got eliminated in the semifinals of the Calder Cup playoffs, came back and watched actually Rod Brindamore's Philadelphia Flyers lose to Mike Vernon and the Detroit Red Wings.
Mm-hmm.
And so Vernon was brought in, a veteran, and now a Hall of Famer, because Detroit didn't feel that Osgood was quite ready. They had Osgood room with him, and then the next year, Vernon's let go. The next year, Osgood takes over, and they win another Stanley Cup in 98 against Washington. So as bullish as I am on Kochetkov, if Kochetkov comes back and plays at the level that he significantly has, you know, since before the halfway mark of December, he could be ready right now.
Right.
And I use that Detroit scenario. And then I also factor in, like I said, Frederik Andersen. If Andersen's ready and you think you can count on him to be healthy as he was after he took mm-hmm. over in game six against the Islanders, but you've got to be very deliberate and thorough and nothing is a certainty. And then you got Raanta, who has recaptured his game.
Yeah.
Martin's just had one start, but a quality win. You know, these are a lot of boxes that need to be checked and questions that need to be answered. And you have the benefit of a month again till the trade deadline. If these things are all positives, I don't see the necessity to do anything.
Right. That's
but it's going to be the very definition of fluid.
And then you can take whatever assets you have allocated towards improving the team where you see fit. You can go out and add a Swedish right-handed center who plays in the Western Conference. I mean, there is that possibility. I think every team that has won a Stanley Cup since the earth cooled has had a Swedish right-handed center coming back to an organization that drafted him fifth overall in 2013. I could be wrong there. But I mean, first of all, it's just great news on a human level. We'll let you go on this because the people had needed to understand, and sometimes we all get, you know, wrapped up in the team winning, that this was not an injury, this was a medical condition, and that everybody had to just kind of pump the brakes on, you know, trying to rush Freddie. And this, what was funny is I saw him at the game. It wasn't the last game, wasn't the one on Saturday night. It was the previous one against the Devils. And it was the first time I'd seen him on press row before. It was the first time I'd seen him smiling. Like he felt, he just looked happier. He was just engaged in small talk. Normally he'd been pretty, you know, kind of glum when I'd seen him up there. Maybe that's just me, but I saw him smile and I thought that maybe that's a good sign. So I think it's all good. Best to Frank and you. And I'll see you very soon. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you, AG, and I know you got to go, but I'm sure you have a list of topics in what should be a riveting conversation at the Backstreet Bistro with Rod.
I cannot wait. I'm making a game plan. I'm tailoring a game plan for that. I cannot wait for that.
Can you do me a favor and ask him about, because every time I try to make him an honorary Lions fan, he just does not bite.
Really?
I would love to hear his take on, you know, a coach, the balance of being who you are and what got you to a certain point, and then also simultaneously managing the game. I don't know what the answer is to the question, but I see so many similarities between the way that Rod changed the Hurricanes franchise and in the early going Dan Campbell has the Lions. That would be a really interesting answer for me.
All right. It's duly noted. It's on my sheet now.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Love you, AG. Have a great day.
All right, man. Trip Tracy here on the Adam Gold Show.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.